Caroline, so thanks very much for joining us. So as people might be aware, so I've season three of the podcast kind of up and running, and originally I would have done it for Temple Street Children's Hospital. I had one of my own lads in Temple Street for a couple of weeks, and it was kind of 10 years since I had him in there. So I just did it around COVID time and linked it to them. So I like to just try and, you know, link it to a charity that's especially anything to do with kids, I think is obviously something really, really nice to push. And then when I came across your new foundation, Lily Daly Foundation, and I dug into it a little bit, and obviously I'd know Jen, who I work with, and I'd know Donal, so I just thought it would be a really, really nice fit, something local and obviously with a bit of a national twist as well. So how are you, first of all?
Yeah, we're good. I just got over our first event from the foundation, so recovering from that.
Yeah, that was a big day in Killarney. Lily's Pink Challenge, was it?
Lily's Pink Challenge, yeah. So, yeah, a very successful event. It kind of took off. We kind of originally had a thinking around 150, 200, but it went up to just shy of 450 participants. So it was fantastic, yeah.
Brilliant. And maybe just before we get into the kind of foundation side of it, maybe give us a little bit of context about Lily, what kind of a girl she was, the context of the story, and then we'll kind of get into maybe what she's done in terms of the charity then.
Yeah, delighted to talk about her, yeah. So Lily was born on the 21st of June 2019, so the longest day of the year, but she came in pretty quick. Very, very long little girl for us, and a little sister for Sarah. So when she was born, she was diagnosed with cleft palate. So we thought, oh wow, this is a big deal, but you know, it wasn't. It's fixable. It's just where your swallow can affect your swallow, but you can have surgery for that. But then 5 days later, they discovered she had a murmur in her heart. So she was born in Cork, so she was taken to ICU, but she was doing well. They discovered she had a murmur in her heart, so she was transferred to Crumlin that evening, and kind of a swift response because they thought it was serious at the time. But when she got to Crumlin, they couldn't see anything. I suppose baby so small with their heart is hard to see, so that was fine. Came home 7 weeks later, we were back up in Crumlin, and we ended up staying there for a 10-week stint where Lily had her first open heart surgery in the heart center in Crumlin. The surgery was very kind of, you know, it was 50-50. She needed it. If she didn't have the surgery, she wasn't going to survive, so we had no choice to do it. And it was very much, there was two conditions that they thought she may have. One was called stenosis, and one was called coartation, which is like a membrane wrapped around the heart.
Yeah.
So she kind of was, I suppose, a puzzle to the doctors, because some thought it was one, some thought it was the other. Right. But the only way to diagnose it was actually to go in. It's a Kerry man, actually, who was the main surgeon in Crumlin that operated under Lars Nalke. So when he went in, it actually was the membrane one. So the membrane is like a little elastic band wrapped around your heart. So it was squeezing her heart and removed the membrane. And all was great. We came home in October. And then just after Halloween, she wasn't feeling well at home, took her to Cork, and things kind of went downhill there. She was blue lighted to Dublin. Didn't think she would survive the few days, but they, you know, they intervened in Dublin. They discovered then that she actually did have stenosis, which is scar tissue, which the membrane had left. So it's affected her veins, and the problem is because baby's veins are so small, you can't do anything with the vein, whereas with the artery you can operate, but with the vein you can't. She was put into palliative care at that time, but obviously, you know, we couldn't accept that. Pushed for second opinion. Now, the doctors in Crumlin were great. They did push for second opinion. There was one doctor in particular who was just fantastic and kept pushing us to go for second opinion. He worked with us on it. We then looked, so we reached out to America, and there was a hospital there in New York which came on board. They worked with Crumlin, and so this doctor in Crumlin did the intervention. So the intervention was mainly putting a stent into her heart, the same as what they do with an adult.
Right.
That was very, they don't really do it, but they took the risk upon her. So thankfully they did, because it gave us another 15 months, but you can only go in so many times because they're so small. So then in 2020, that summer, Crumlin was saying, look, they can't do it anymore. They had exhausted all measures there, and they just weren't comfortable to do the surgery, this other open heart surgery, because they just don't have the facilities to be able to do it.
Right.
So then the surgeon in New York was going to come over to do it here, but COVID struck. So we traveled over to New York. So look, we didn't mind. We were the only people on the plane going over to New York. But we went, so we spent 6 weeks in New York, then did our Christmas over there. But, you know, we did, it didn't matter because once she was okay.
Yeah.
So the aim of the surgery was to remove the scar tissue, which he successfully did. And there has been success with kids, but Lily was really, really small because heart kids, they you know, they suffer with their weight and things like that. So even though she was nearly two, she probably looked like, you know, a 12-month-old baby because she was small. But if she got to three or four, her veins would have got, you know, bigger, and they would have expanded and would have helped her. But like, we came home from New York, and then just unfortunately one day in February she just kind of took a turn, taken to Dublin, and just passed away in Dublin then.
Yeah, six weeks in New York. And
6 weeks
and how
in
long,
New York, yeah.
So how long were you home?
When we came home from New York,
is it?
Yeah, we came home on the 29th of December, and then it was February then that happened. Yeah.
Jeez, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
a short
that's,
thing, yeah.
That is incredible. Yeah, that's, and for, like, for Lily herself, like, how was, and I know she's very, like, at that age, you're very young and you're very, you don't know, but how was she as a little girl around the place, even at that stage?
Fierce, determined, like a real strong, typical girl, you know, but had some fierce fight with her. Like, she was amazing. Like, her first open heart surgery was on a Friday, and she was back in the ward on the Monday. You know, they just have some, they're just so resilient and have a fight. You know, we used to park our sickness. When we would come home, we would park it, because we always knew in the back of our minds that, you know, things weren't great, but we never, now we're sad all the time, whereas we didn't let the sadness creep in then. And we had the best family life. You know, COVID to us was excellent, because it was just the four of us and nobody else could enter. It was coming to the windows and coming to the doors and waving in at her. But that was the best time for us as a family. But she was cheeky, cute, typical, had the most beautiful blue eyes that everybody fell in love with. But she just fought till the end. Like, I remember one night, the night she got taken to Dublin with a Garda escort, like, she was really bad. They, you know, they thought that night she wouldn't survive, and she was on the critical list. And the following morning she was off the critical list. You know, she was sitting up in the bed. So she had fierce fight and determination, you know, the way she was willing to, even with the cleft palate, you know, she was tube fed a lot, but we kept working with her to have a bottle, and it was a special bottle. But when I went to New York, I found a pink one, so I was determined she could have her pink normal bottle, and she drank from it. So she had a fierce fight in her, like, she was a lovely.
Brilliant. Those small things turn, like, they become big things when you look back it's just, I remember those little kind of things myself. But it's an incredibly sad story, obviously, but you're trying to turn it into something you know, positive without being, you know, cliche or whatever, but you're trying to keep her name alive, keep her memory alive, and turn it into something positive, I suppose, for other people who may be going through similar situations, which, from experience of Temple Street and dealing with families and parents and, like, the people that are in their, you know, toughest moments, obviously, in those places, anything that can be done to positively help those people and the staff that work up there is obviously a very honourable thing to do. And in Lily's name, obviously, you're trying to do something like that. So do you want to maybe talk us through how you got into that whole idea now of setting up the foundation?
I made a promise to Lily when we bought her home for Crumlin for the last time, that obviously we should be part of our life every day, and we would talk about her every day, but I promised her that she would be part of everybody else's home, you know, on a regular basis. So I didn't know what that would be, but I had made that promise. And I suppose just over time, then you were kind of emotionally attached, and it was hard to decide what to do. So it was last year at work, a great colleague of mine, Brian Leslie, he knew I wanted to do this. So he kind of approached me and said, let's do it. What do we need to do it? So then, okay, so it was coming up with a name and different things. And, you know, you were like, will it be heart related name or what kind of a name? And then I said, no, do you know what? It'll just be the Lily Daly Foundation, because it's about her and it's her name we want to put out there. So I suppose what then it was setting out, okay, what do we want to do with the Lily Daly Foundation? And I suppose two things that really resonated with us was when we were in Crumlin was, first of all, it was the Ronald McDonald House. And a lot of people don't know about the Ronald McDonald. Like I myself, I lived in Dublin for 10 years and I thought it was something to do with McDonald's and office. You know, I passed it going home the Long Mile Road. I didn't know it was connected to parents' accommodation.
Yeah.
So when we arrived in Dublin the very, very first time, when Lily was only 5 days home, 5 days old, Cork had arranged for us to link in with Ronald McDonald and gave us a room. And, you know, the way you were lost up in Dublin that night, it was so late, but you had this bed that you could sleep in. And it was just amazing. You didn't care what size the room was once you were near your child.
Yeah.
And Ronald McDonald became just a really safe place for us. Like I would be up there during the week and Mike and Sarah would be down here. So I, like when Lily was in ICU, you're not allowed to stay in the hospital. So, but the Ronald McDonald is on the grounds of Crumlin Hospital. So you would just pass over. It was like a 5 minute walk. It was safe. It was an ensuite. So you were able to shower, wash your clothes, have your breakfast. Companies came in to cook meals on a daily basis. Like this was the big treat. You'd get a text message that, you know, Coca-Cola were cooking today, and you'd see all the parents leaving Crumlin going over the road to Ronald McDonald. So it was just the littlest thing, you know what I mean? Like, and it was just a half an hour away and you'd be back again.
Yeah.
So that's why we chose Ronald McDonald, because it was so important to us. And secondly, was obviously the Heart Centre. Like, you know, Crumlin, obviously, you know, lots of people raise money in general for Crumlin, but the Heart Centre was the area that we became so familiar with. The nurses knew us by name, the doctors knew us by name. And in particular, you felt safe there. You trusted them. They became like another family as such, because they got to know you on a personal basis. And one thing what I did love is they respected Lily. She was known as Lily Daly, whereas I was Lily's mom. I don't think they ever knew my name. That was fine because I wasn't important. You know what I mean?
Yes,
she was an important person. But so they're the two charities then that we're going to give back as part of the Lily Daly Foundation.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. It's gas. Yeah, those. It's amazing, like when you accumulate all those small little things, like she was Lily and you were almost insignificant
totally. You didn't care, like they didn't care if you slept on the floor, like, and not that they didn't care, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She was priority, and that was fantastic. Like they would speak to Lily like with such respect, like it was fabulous. Yeah,
they're a special. They're just different people up there. They're an incredible kind of just a different kind of a calling.
It's a community. Yeah, I would say they're like a community. They were cool. Like I would even in the middle of night, I always had my hot water bottle, and about 2 a.m. you'd be walking up to the kitchen to fill it, and the nurse would take it and bring it back to you, or they'd drop it down a cup of tea. The littlest thing, but it made a difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you went in and got it off the ground. So it was a kind of a promise, a concept, and now it's kind of a reality. And you had your first big event that you mentioned already back in the 16th. So the Pink Challenge.
Yeah.
And you went cycling and running. Just take it a second, maybe just to tell us how that went. I know you had a massive crowd and it went really well.
It was Lily's Pink Challenge. Pink is a big part of Lily's world and she faced so many challenges, so that's why we kept with the Pink Challenge theme. It was a 60k cycle, so everything started from Clarny Racecourse, 60k cycle up the gap back into Clarny, and then a 10k run or walk starting at the racecourse through the national park and back in again. And then we finished off in the grounds of the race court with Lily's Pink Party, where there was a DJ. Niall Callaghan did the MC. We had a flower display or a photo display booth. There was food and so on. So it was just a lovely get together for people, of friends and family from all over Ireland that travelled to be with us on the day.
And you didn't exactly start off with an easy event, 60k and a 10k run. It was tasty.
No, we're pure amateurs starting all this. Like, but you know, in fairness, we had great support. We had excellent volunteers. You know, that helped it. The people, like, we've had plenty. Donald Jen would tell you lots of chats around the table here with pens and papers and fights and tea and biscuits, trying to put it together. You know, we all started on a blank page, but everybody came together and we had a great team behind us to put it together.
Yeah, brilliant. So I suppose, look, I just wanted to chat with you to give people a little bit of context about who Lily was and what is the Lily Daly Foundation. And as I'm going through the episodes and talking to different coaches and leaders and people, I'm going to be asking people just to contribute. I had the opportunity maybe to put this behind a paywall, but I like the idea of the charity element to it. So instead of maybe asking people to pay monthly to listen to something behind a paywall, if people have that couple of spare euros, I'd love if there'll be a link in all the podcast descriptions and on my kind of social media stuff that people can contribute anything, you know, a couple of euros. If they can't afford to contribute anything, I'd ask people just to share it around the place. Everything that's being made from the podcast is going directly into that I Donate page, which is going directly to the Lily Daly Foundation. Caroline, thanks a million for your time. And sure, we'll see how things go and we'll be chatting, I'm sure, as this rolls on.
Yeah, perfect. Great. Thanks, Mike.